on Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo, and it is indeed the bright side of the road because we get to talk to the viewer advocate from tvblackbox.com.au, Steve Moll. G'day, mate.
G'day, Stephen.
Mate, lots happening in the world of television, including a new multi-channel that the 10 Network, or shall we call them CBS Lite, are putting out there.
Yeah, look, this is a really interesting move, an exclusive for TV Black Box, news that when their parent company, CBS, and former partner Viacom re-merge, which is currently in place, they'll be launching MTV Australia as one of their multi-channels, joining 10 Bold and 10 Peach.
Is this why Richard Wilkins is cutting his hair?
Look, possibly, but remember that MTV long ago gave up being about music television.
Yes.
And is now more about reality TV.
Yeah, that's right. Do you remember when MTV first launched in Australia? It was a show on Channel 9.
Yes, that's right. Richard Wilkins and Joyce Smithers, I think, and even Ali Drower,
yeah,
had stints fronting what was then music television.
So what does this mean for Foxtel's MTV channel?
Well, that indeed is the big question. I mean, a spokesperson for MTV Australia has come out and said that there's no plans to do this at this time, but that's right when they put out that statement. It can change tomorrow. I expect that what we'll see is if it does go to free-to-air that it just won't exist anymore on Foxtel and Fetch.
Okay. Well, you can get exhibit pimping rides and stuff. Tell me about Apple TV Plus.
Look, this was a part of their big release of the new iPhone 11 last week. We knew it was coming, but what we get now is a whole lot more detail. It's competitively priced. It sits in that sort of $699 bracket for Aussies. The good news is that if you buy a new iPhone or a new iPad, you'll get a 12-month subscription for free. And while it is locked and loaded to the Apple platform, there's some pretty amazing content in it. Spielberg is making stuff. Oprah Winfrey is launching a book club TV show. And there's some big names like Steve Carell, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Aniston tied up in just one show, but a whole lot more than that.
Okay, I look forward to that. Real Housewives of Melbourne is back after a hiatus. So we'll see that on Arena next year. Tell me, why do you think Melbourne worked, but Sydney didn't?
I think, honestly, that it was that the Sydney ladies, or at least some of them, felt they had to compete with some of the shenanigans that the Melbourne crew get up to. And they do get up to some craziness. So, thus, the Sydney version was ramped up to 11, but I'm so looking forward to the Real Housewives of Melbourne coming back next year.
I still don't think they all had real names.
No. Gamble is a real name.
Yeah, and Petty Fleur. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, moving along. Mate, Between Two Ferns, the movie, is this Zach Galifianakis?
It absolutely is. The sketches that you will have seen online, that is him very awkwardly and badly interviewing celebrities, has gone into a movie, and we will see it on Netflix. It launches on Friday. You will absolutely want to sit down and smash it. It is hilarious.
Is it fair to say that this is what inspired Hard Chat?
Look, you have to think that there's probably a part of that, or maybe they've co-inspired each other.
Okay. Now, the ABC is going to tell us how the pool transformed our lives.
That's right. A two-part doco starts this Sunday night. And it really is about the fact that previously to the rise of the pool in our backyards, it was the community pool that was so important, not just about how we gathered as a community, but even, in fact, how we integrated as a community, or at least didn't to start with. And moving through that, what it's looked like for the rise and rise of the pool in our backyard, and how maybe today they're becoming less popular simply because of the expense of keeping them running.
Yeah, I know, the electricity to heat them, etc. Now, Channel 7 are banking on two new reality shows.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting. They've got the Real Dirty Dancing launching Sunday week, and they've also got the all-new Full Monty Ladies Night coming as a one-off special, and a new drama series, Secret Bridesmaids Business, launching on the 29th of September. They have put a lot into this. It's a pretty great cast. Alexander England, Abby Cornish, a whole lot more. The jury is out, though, Stephen. I haven't seen any previews yet, and if we can only go off the trailers so far, they were underwhelming.
Okay. Much like The Proposal, I would imagine.
Oh, look, the less said about that probably is the better, because it's already been bumped to the all-new time of 9:30 p.m. Tuesday, mainly because it's complete shite. It otherwise was airing at 7:30. You will not see it back there. In fact, you'll be lucky to see it right out its time at 9:30.
The Block, I stopped watching it a few seasons ago because my blood pressure wasn't coping with it. I've watched a couple of episodes this season. Nothing's changed, but there's been lots of controversy.
Yeah, good news, fans. We are only halfway through. There is a lot of The Block left to run. There is even more renovation, even more challenges, even more controversy still to come. And as much as anything, I think it comes from that pressure cooker situation. But we also know that in part it's kind of manufactured because they're making them run off to these challenges when they should be painting their room they have to reveal.
Yeah, I don't know. They've often said that it'll never ever be filmed in New South Wales again because the rules are too stringent, because in New South Wales they insist that you build things properly.
And yes, I mean, there's certainly that.
Moving right along, Survivor Australia and The Bachelor. Don't we know who's won The Bachelor already before it finishes?
Well, you would have thought that, except that Ellie got booted last week.
Oh, okay.
So the suggestion that maybe Abby is the front runner certainly has firmed in the odds. Whether that's the case, we will find out on Thursday night on 10. And tomorrow night, Survivor Australia will give us the big winner. And after tonight's shock eviction, I have to tell you, the game is wide open.
Okay, so we've got two reality shows leaving 10, and then they're bringing in this Masked Singer Australia. Look, are they putting their eggs in a basket with holes in it?
I actually reckon the Masked Singer is going to do great business for 10. Okay. There's been lots of great sizzle around who are these celebrities in these suits. And look, some of them, the word celebrity might be a pretty loose term, but I think that's part of the attraction. How could we guess it when nobody knows who they are? Certainly they can all sing, and we're about to see that play out. My mail is this is going to be a very short, sharp series, like Lego Masters was for 9, 2 eps a week for like 4 weeks, and it's done.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that goes. Now, last but not least, BH90210, kind of a pseudo-documentary bringing back the original cast members. Is that the best way to describe it?
I think very pseudo. It's more scripted than doco. It's really each of the characters from Beverly Hills 90210, sadly, of course, without Luke Perry, living a life where they are talking about the idea of getting back together. Spoilers, they're back together. I think it's got some potential. The catch is, will you tune in after episode 1 once you see Jason Priestley's face in high definition?
Steve, always good to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Stephen.
Steve Malk from tvblackbox.com.au back with us next week on Australia by Night.